Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we're starting, as you may have listened to February 1st episode, we're starting our fifth year of Pray Every Day, which is a testimony to the greatness and goodness and kindness of God. And I just want to say thank you to Jesus for sustaining this ministry effort. It's been so much fun to watch him provide. All right, so today I'm reading from Proverbs 23, verses 18 through 35 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Indeed, surely there is a future hope, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Don't be among ones drinking too much wine or those who gorge themselves on meat, for the drunkard and the glutton shall become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of the righteous has great joy. Whoever fathers a wise child delights in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep in my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Yes, she lies in wait like a robber and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who stay long at the wine, those who go to seek out mixed wine. Don't look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will imagine confusing things. Yes, you will be as he who lies down in the middle of the sea, or as he who lies on top of the rigging. They hit me and I was not hurt. They beat me and I don't feel it. When will I wake up? I can do it again. I can find another. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, for those who are struggling with alcohol intake or drug intake or shopping intake or porn intake or gambling intake or whatever it is, Lord, we all have those little parts of us that are addicted to things. And so, Lord, we lay those obsessions down before you. We ask for your forgiveness, and we thank you so much that when we come to you and we confess our sins before you, you are so faithful to forgive us and you cleanse us, as the scriptures say, from all unrighteousness. We no longer want to be controlled by things or substances. We want to be controlled by the Spirit. We want to be set free in the Spirit. We don't want to be in Egypt anymore, enslaved to things or substances. We want to be set free. We want to walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. We want to have a great deliverance. And then the result of that is for us to worship you. So we choose to worship you now, even ahead of the victory. We choose to worship you because you do see us, you do love us, and you are going to take us down the route away from this kind of enslaving sin or repetitive sin. So Lord, thank you for doing that ahead of time. We appreciate the fact that you love us enough not to keep us at the same place, but to grow us in sanctification, that this discipleship journey is an adventure. And it goes from glory to glory. And so, Lord, help us to see it that way. Instead of looking at what we lack, help us to fill our hearts up with that which is good. And that's to fill our hearts with you, your presence, your kindness, your goodness, your graciousness, all those things. Help us to feast on you. Your scripture says to taste and to see that the Lord is good. And that is what we want to do. Help us to taste and see that you are good. Lord, help us to keep our feet on the right path. Help us to make our parents proud. Help us to live in such a way that we bring honor to you every single day of our lives. And so, Lord, as I end this prayer, I just ask you to search me and to search us and to show us where we need to repent or surrender or just receive from you. There's a lot of things that you're always trying to do in our hearts, but Lord, instead of us trying to navigate and dictate to you how we want you to make us grow, instead we choose to surrender, and we also give the sanctification journey to you, and we give you permission to order it the way you want to order it, to grow us in the way that you want to grow us, even if that's not the thing on our list that we want fixed right now. So Lord, we even surrender our sanctification journey to you, this discipleship journey. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. And you can support the podcast at a bunch of different levels. Thank you to all of you who do that. You keep this show on the air. You help pay for Kristen, who's my assistant. And I could not do that. Literally could not do this without her. And William, who does all the engineering. And I also literally could not do it without William. So thank you so much for providing. And I just greatly appreciate you. If you can't support the podcast, that's totally cool. And I trust the Holy Spirit to prompt those who he needs to prompt. But I would really love and appreciate your prayers for this ministry. That is gold to me. So thank you in advance for doing that.